Well, hello everybody. It's been a couple of days since I've come on here and given you my weekly update, as I told you that that is something that I would be doing in the future. So here's what's been going on. I really try not to read the comments because I have established, as well as many other creators, some pretty severe boundaries that I've had to put in place to protect my emotional health. Because if you want to become depressed very quickly, one way to do it is to read the comments of YouTube or any other social media platform for that matter. You know, there's lots of narcissists that are just kind of hanging out in your comment section. And it can be very, very detrimental if you're doing this pretty much every day. So I just don't read them anymore. It just takes one bad apple to ruin the whole bunch. So sorry. If I miss it, it's because I'm protecting myself. This channel is going in a different direction. And I've kind of led on to that for a while now. But I think it's important to bring you along the journey so that you have the option whether or not to opt in or opt out on the path that I'm going down. So I really don't know how I became a part of the red pill space. Quite frankly, it's not something that I ever wanted to be a part of. I don't really agree with a lot of red pill stuff. I think that it has its merits in some spaces. But for me, that's really not the space that I ever intended to play in. I have actually turned down podcasts, very popular, very famous podcasts, because I am trying to remove myself from the space. Unfortunately, I only have so much control over where the algorithm takes me. Where I want my channel to go is to bring people together. And I don't necessarily think that the red pill does that. So, what you're going to start getting from me is different content. What my mission and what my goal was at the very beginning of this whole thing was to provide education. Unfortunately, it speaks to how we are doing in our present day. Now, I will say this, that it's very sad to me that the state of affairs that we are in today is that in order for you to be reflective of what men need in a relationship, in order to provide education, in order to give input as to what men need in a relationship, that means that I automatically am anti-woman. Well, because I have a female part, no, I am not anti-woman. I am a woman. Although I do agree that feminism has caused some repercussions that we are all trying to manage, some more than others. It just goes to show that you are either pro-women, and that means you're anti-male, or you're pro-male, and that means you're automatically a red pillar men's rights activist. Okay, so this is where we are. It's black or white. And I don't live in that world. My father was a very intelligent man. And the one thing that he said to me before he passed away was, Sarah, you play in the gray area. You develop cognitive thinking. You develop critical thinking. That is one of the reasons why I went to school, was to develop critical thinking so that you don't get played and that you are not taken into the fringe so that you can develop your own opinions and stand on your own moral compass. So the women that follow me typically share the same belief that I do. You all don't see them because you don't talk to them like I talk to them. If you are part of Red Pill and you are expecting that type of content from me, you're not going to get it. I'm not going to trash women. You might see me make fun or joke, but that's just good, clean humor. that is just me interjecting sarcasm, which apparently you also can't do now because people can't take a joke. So let me be very clear with where we're headed and where I'm headed, okay? I believe that men and women have different strengths. We have different characteristics. We are different people. And when we come together and we provide each other with the yin and the yang, that is when relationships thrive. You're not going to get MGTOW from me. You're not going to get me bashing women. None of that. I have, like I said, I have turned down very famous podcasts with millions of followers because I do not want to be associated with that space. So, if you want to come along the journey, if you want to get information that you can use with women or women, if you want to hear more information about men, information that will help you and make your relationship stronger, this is not men and women going their own way. This channel is about men and women learning about each other so that they can make a way together. Okay, good. Glad we had that talk. I look forward to seeing who sticks around. This way is the better way. It may not get as many likes. I may not grow as fast. It may not catapult me to a million subscribers as fast as I was growing. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Because people can see through people who are just doing this for likes. People aren't dumb. And it's a fad. It won't last. And you know what does last? Building families. Relationships that are healthy. Gaining tools that help you navigate the world. Make you a growth-mindsetted person. Those are the things that last. They're not easy. They're not expedient. They're not trendy. So, welcome. It's good to see you. If you're new here, my name is Sarah Dawn, and I use humor, a little education, and sarcasm to try and bridge the gap between men and women. See you soon.